A South American nation wants to make sure its brand survives, and that's today's last word in business, Battle of the Dresses. At the center of the battle is a woman named Karen Schwartz. She became a contestant for Miss Universe, representing Peru, and she wore a dress in the national costume competition.
Her elaborate outfit was inspired by a ritual called the Devil's Dance, which comes from the Andes Mountains. But then one of Peru's neighbors, Bolivia, said that is not a national Peruvian costume. Bolivians say the dance originated in their country. And this dispute has gone from cosmetic to political, with both governments weighing in now.
Finally, a Peruvian newspaper looked into the history of the dress. It discovered that this wasn't the first time the dress has been worn in the competition. The first candidate to wear the outfit over 25 years ago was from Chile. And that's the business news from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. From NPR News, it's Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson and Vince Pearson. Our production staff includes Nicole Beemsterboer, Claudette Haberman, Asma Khalid, Steve Monroe, Emily Oxenschlager, Joel Riddle, Leah Scarpelli, and Lindsay Totti, with Ben Bergman and Melissa Yeager-Miller at NPR West.
Our executive producer of Morning Edition is Madalika Kasika. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.